Prem Rajamahot has a humble job. He's a manager at the Mughal Garden, an Indian restaurant in Baltimore. Yet Prem Raja has another life. He's like many immigrants who leave jobs as teachers or doctors in their troubled home countries and come to America to drive taxis or work in cafes. You see a clue to Prem Raja's other life when he shows you around the restaurant.
People come here from the Washington, D.C. Some people come from the New Jersey. Some people come from the Pennsylvania to eat only because, you know, this is very popular for the good food and fresh food.
And I also see over here by the door, in that through that glass, I see some CDs on, on a shelf and a very familiar face there on those.
Yeah, that's mine. That I have the latest CD because I made more than 46 volume tape and CD in my country.
You've put out 46 different albums.
Yeah, 46 different albums. Now I am crafting 47.
Prem Raja was, and remains, one of the most popular singers in his home country of Nepal. If you'd like, think of him as Bob Dylan of Kathmandu, or Elvis of the Himalayas. After we ate a lunch of spicy chicken and honey balls at the restaurant, Prem Raja took us to hear some music at his house near Baltimore. We kicked off our shoes at his doorway and felt a thick Asian carpet beneath our feet. His daughter brought us cups of hot Himalayan tea, and Prem Raja pulled an instrument from a case.
This is a really interesting instrument. This is only in Nepal.
This is a sarangi?
Sarangi, yes.
Sarangi.
This is my favorite instrument.
Can you play a couple of notes just so we hear what it sounds like? The sarangi looks like it could almost be a fiddle, as painted by Picasso. Four strings stretch along a body of carved wood. Holding it upright in his lap, Prem Raja saws with the bow, and if you listen closely, you'll hear the strings creaking as he tunes them. The musician crouching over this instrument is a dapper man with a black mustache. He wears a red shirt and a green tie decorated with a picture of a cello. Over that shirt, he wears a tan vest, and over the vest, he wears a soft plaid scarf. His tuning exercise slowly dissolves into a Nepali folk song, a tune that could almost be played by an Eastern Kentucky fiddler. Prem Rajamahot brought this style of music from one of the world's most scenic countries, which is also among its poorest. He says he left his troubled homeland to bring a better life to his four children, some of whom pass through the room as he plays. He makes more money in the Baltimore restaurant than he does as a Nepali music star. He also dreams bigger dreams than he could in Kathmandu. If you peek into his dining room, you'll see a huge picture of Elvis Presley watching over the dinner table like a saint. But Prem Raja's lyrics hint at the price that Nepalis sometimes pay when they leave home. In his native Nepal, Prem Raja sings about a man who left his home country seeking work. He's threatened and insulted because he doesn't have the proper papers. Nepalis search for work in the Middle East, Europe, and America. But to hear Prem Raja tell it, they never forget the mountains they left behind.
My songs come from the heart and come from the mountain, come from the flowing of the river.
Was it hard several years ago to leave those mountains, to leave those rivers, and to move to the United States?
Yeah, definitely. Still I see in my dream mountain and river and, you know, cattle and, you know, sheep. I feel very hard to leave my country. All my memory, you know, in Nepal.
What kind of instrument is this that you've opened up on the floor next to you there?
This is harmonium.
Harmonium.
This is harmonium.
Uh-huh.
And this is a very good instrument. This is like a piano.
It's like a piano. You've got a keyboard.
But you have to blow by the hand.
Which makes it, I think, a lot of Americans would recognize this as some kind of accordion almost.
Yes.
Very similar to the accordion.
This is my song.
Tell me what it's called and
this,
what it's about.
This is Simsime Panima. Uh-huh. This song says, don't go far, come close. Boy says to a girl, don't go far, come down close with me, please. I have only you. But girl says, तिम्रो छेउमा आउन त मन लाग्छ आउँथे तर समाजको डर लाग्छ सिमसिमे पानी मध्यले बेमान गर्छौ कि जिन्दगानीमा इट मिन्स आई लाइक टु कम विथ यु आई लभ यु बट यु नो इफ आई लभ यु माई फ्यामिली गन टेल मी समथिङ ब्याड अदर पिपुल यु नो नेबर विल से ओ वाइ यु लभिङ हिम. That's why she's doubting.
Yeah. How did you get that big picture of Elvis? That picture must be maybe 3 feet high in a frame?
Yeah, very nice. I have some picture of John Denver.
John Denver.
Yes, I loved. I was inspired before.
Rocky Mountain High.
I heard when I was small in a country road. Take me home.
Country roads, take me home. You and heard that song when you were little, did you say?
Yes.
In Nepal?
Yes.
You heard country roads?
Yes. Take me home to the place. I would like to meet him in the Denver. But I called, I tried to find out him, to how to talk with him and how to meet him. But all of a sudden he died. And that my dream up to gone.
Have you since learned to play a John Denver song or an Elvis song on the sarangi or on the harmonium?
Yes, I do sometimes.
Can you play a few bars of one for me? I'd love that.
But in my style, you know.
Yeah.
Almost heaven, where Virginia, Florida Mountain, San Antonio River, life is older than the tree, younger than the mountain, growing like a bee. Hold it up, take me home to the place. That's why, you know, one time, one day I went to the Shenandoah River.
You went to the Shenandoah River?
Yes. And there it says some misty taste of moonshine, teardrop in my eye. That misty taste of, what is the misty taste of moonshine?
And there, misty taste of moonshine.
Yes. And what is that? I tried to find out in West Virginia. That is homemade alcoholic drink. You know, in our country, you know, we make same thing.
You make moonshine.
Yes. We make in the mountain, in the homemade drink.
Wow. Some of Prem Raj's own lyrics remind you of Appalachian songs, like the old standard, Man of Constant Sorrow. That song tells the story of a man who leaves home in Kentucky and doesn't know if he'll ever get back. In one of Prem Raj's songs, he imagines a wandering son thinking about his mother at home. And as he explains that song, you understand how his own journeys have changed the music he writes.
I'm saying in my songs, Mom, don't cry. Don't worry about, you know, oh, don't remember me every day. But I am looking you, I am seeing you in my dream, in my eye. Always you are in my eye.
Well, Mr. Mahot, thanks very much.
Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity.
Could your son sing just a little piece of a song along with you? Do you think they could try to do that? To see a photo gallery of singer Prem Rajamahot and his instruments, you can go to our website at npr.org. You can also hear his song that became the number one hit in Nepal last year. Or you can meet him at the Mughal Garden restaurant in Baltimore, though he may not be there for long. Prem Rajamahot hopes to buy his own restaurant. He also hopes that one day one of his children could become an American music star.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. This is a lot of fun.
And our program is directed tonight by Tracy Wall. Martha Wexler edits and Walter Ray Watson produces this program with Alice Winkler, Susan Stone, Devar Ardalan, and Elaine Heinzman. Our technical director is Neil Ellis, with engineers Jerry Tennant, Stu Rushfield, Peter Alina, and Greg Gavin. Our reference librarian is Kim Oleski, and the newscast producer is Rob Ballinger. I'm Steve Inskeep. And that's All Things Considered from NPR News.